plate a potential nugget.
The other phrase that he used, which I found appealing, was not only was Vajpayee capable of being heard in multiple registers, he was capable of containing within himself multitudes.
Yes.
I wanted to sort of explore that phrase.
Well, Deepak, because I've studied Narasimha Rao for the previous book, for the previous play to potential that I was on, I realized that when you look at grand figures, and I think Vajpayee was a grand figure, right? You see a lot of contradictions within. Lot of them, right? So Narasimha Rao, for example, was a visionary. He was also petty and corrupt, right? And rather than have a linear view of understanding them as either or, the answer is they have a bit of both. So Vajpayee was a careerist, he was an opportunist, and he was ruthless to those within the party, right, who he didn't agree with. Ruthless, whether it was M.L. Sondhi, Balraj Madhok, Subramaniam Swami, Nanaji Deshmukh, Govindacharya, list of people whose careers have been destroyed by Vajpayee within the party itself, right? On the other hand, Vajpayee was in some sense a liberal, right? He had extraordinarily good parliamentary etiquette. He had friends across the political aisle, right? You know, his own critics said that, you know, he's half a congressman, right? There's a grain of truth to that in the sense that he cultivated these relationships, right? I talk about the book in some detail. He had an unorthodox relationship, right? He lived with this woman, who's a fascinating figure, Rajkumari Kaul, who was an intellectual liberalizing influence on him and her husband, right? For 30 to 40 years, right? So he was a complex figure, right? So what I try to do in this book is to reduce this view of like the right man in the wrong party, which is what he was called, like a liberal in the wrong party, saying that he was as complicit or as opportunist as the rest of them. But he also had these moments of extraordinary greatness. And as prime minister, he definitely had a grand view of India, right? He didn't have a petty view of India. And I just have reconciled myself after studying Narasimha Rao that when you look at these kind of grand figures, you have to be comfortable with their many contradictions, their pettiness as well as their large-heartedness, right? And the two of them coexist in figures such as this.
Something similar comes up in the way we think about our identities as well. And sometimes that comes in the way of new possibilities. We end up attaching narrow labels to ourselves, and that often constrains the choice set. Something similar came up in my conversation with James Clear, the author of Atomic Habits.
I think identity is a huge factor in life, but also particularly tied to our habits. So let's think about this from a big picture level first. So you have identities that can build you up. For example, like I'm the type of person who reads a lot, or I'm the type of person who finishes workouts, or I'm the type of person who finishes when I start. And then you also have identities that hold you back. So, you know, something like I'm terrible with directions, or I'm bad at remembering people's names, or I have a sweet tooth, or I'm bad at math. And we are all a collection of identities. Like they're all multiple things that are part of you. Like you might say, I'm a dad and a brother and a neighbor and a volunteer and a teacher or whatever. And, but it's not just labels that are part of your identity, like dad and teacher and friend and neighbor. It's also those internal beliefs, that narrative that you assign to yourself. And the more that you let one of those beliefs take over your entire identity or kind of occupy too large of a portion, the more that you are fragile or brittle in that way. Because if you lose that one thing, then it feels like you lose your whole self.
Being comfortable with the complexities of who we are and not reducing ourselves to a few adjectives might help us see ourselves in greater resolution and get to a meaningful place, especially when we are in phases of transition. If you like to dig in here, you might like the nuggets on identity across speakers that you can find in the curated playlist section at playtopotential.com.